This is a podcast from ABC Overnights. Here's Trevor Chappell.
Next little while, we're going to speak with people who are going to the Olympics. Not necessarily from the profiled sports that you normally hear from, but some of the other sports. Today, we're having a chat this morning with James Willard, who's a trap shooter. Hello, James.
Hello.
Firstly, tell us what trap shooting is.
Yeah, trap shooting's a shotgun shooting sport, so it's part of the shooting sports at the Olympics. So we shoot at a clay target, which is about 11 centimetres in diameter, and it flies through the air at about 100 kilometres an hour, thrown from a clay target machine 15 metres in front of where we stand. And we get two shots at it in qualifying, and then one shot in the finals. Hopefully you make the finals, and then, you get one shot at it then. We normally shoot at 125 targets in qualifying, and then hopefully you shoot at 50 targets in finals, as it's sort of elimination stages through the finals rounds until the gold medal match is decided.
How did you get into trap shooting in the beginning?
Grew up on a farm in country Australia, so Mowala Yarrawonga area. So sort of started on the farm, and then started clay target shooting at school sport, actually, and at Corowa High School. And then progressed from there, started on the weekend shooting competitions, and then sort of progressed through the zone and state level and the international level. So started around 14 years old.
So target shooting was a sport at school?
Yeah, it was, which is, very fortunate for me. And that's sort of what led to my, road in the sport. So dad got, involved with the school and sort of, helped coach the kids on the Wednesdays when it was ran. And just started shooting every Wednesday for school sports, so it was good.
Did you have to travel a bit to be able to compete?
We had some school competitions, which were around the Wodonga area, Benalla area, and then pretty much once you started shooting on weekends, there was local club shoots and then state shoots you always had to travel for and that sort of stuff.
Did you? So is that how you progress through, and then you win at state levels, and then you start to qualify for national levels and international?
Pretty much, yeah. So there was sort of a domestic discipline called down the line, which is at most of the local clubs around Australia, which is separate from the Olympic discipline of Olympic trap. But that's where we all sort of start as we grow up in the sport in Australia, and then sort of started shooting through the zone and then state level in that, and then made the national team in 2014, and then sort of progressed to the Olympic disciplines from there sort of thing.
Did you have mentors or people who supported you through the sport at a young age?
Yeah, so I had strong support from mum and dad, and then sort of once Russell Mark retired from the Olympic double trap in 2014, he shot the Com Games then and retired, and then he's been on my, coaching me since then and been a really good supporter and mentor and coach from 2014. So, really grateful to have his support.
What do coaches teach you when you're shooting? What sort of information do you pick up from people that are more experienced?
In our sport, it's a lot mental. So, you sort of learn the mental routine that works for you. And then there's technical aspects as well on how the gun fits you, how to stand, all that sort of stuff. How you hold the gun, all that sort of stuff comes into it. So generally when you miss, sometimes when you're shooting, it's hard to tell where you miss. So someone can stand behind you and tell you, if you're behind the target or over top, underneath. So sometimes guidance there helps. And then just picking up on things that you're doing different when you miss or when you do hit a target. So a lot of different things. And then, just building on, your technique that works for you and trying to improve it.
It's amazing when you're watching people shooting at targets, because it seems like there's the ability to be able to react fast, but at the same time be able to hold your nerve.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we shoot at the Olympic trap targets in, 0.4, 0.5 of a second from when we call pull, so it all happens very quick. But you definitely need to be, very smooth and precise with your shots and not erratic. Being erratic under pressure is not normally any good.
It's not necessarily a sport, I understand, that would get a lot of funding. So you would have to work and then maintain your training and that sort of stuff at the same time to be able to go to Olympics?
Yeah, so our domestic selection events are all self-funded. So we travel around and qualify for Australian teams and that sort of stuff. And then the funding sort of starts at World Cup level, depending on, you know, which rank you are in the shooting team and that sort of stuff. It's definitely a very expensive sport. You know, sort of you're pretty much shooting a dollar off every time you fire the gun with the clay target you fire at and then the shell. I've had a lot of support, you know, in my journey. I've actually got a full shooting range on the farm at the moment, so running that as a business and then working on the farm and then travelling around shooting. So pretty much the shooters in Australia pretty much have, jobs, you know, part-time, full-time, aside from the shooting careers.
You've competed before. How did you go last time you went?
Yeah, so I went to Rio for the men's double trap event and come fifth. So one target off the medals in the end. But I did shoot well and just missed it in the end, unfortunately.
I mean, that's the thing, though. But to be sitting number fourth or fifth in the world is a hell of an achievement.
That's right. Yeah, I was only 20 at the time at Rio. So, if you told me that, you know, as I started the sport around 14, 15 years old, but, you know, 5 years' time, you'd be, sort of fifth at the Olympics. You know, you would have taken it then.
How's the preparation been going for this year? Because, by gee, it's been weird.
Yeah, definitely. We got our Olympic teams got announced last year before the pandemic really hit. So it's been a long sort of 12 months since then to prepare for the games, and just a lot of uncertainty, I guess, has been tough. No international travel for us being Australians. We've missed the World Cup seasons since the pandemic hit. So we've just sort of had to rely on our domestic shoots. And it's just changed the whole lead up to what we'd normally do. But, you know, that's what we've had to do and had to adapt and make the most of the situation we've got.
Does it make a difference when you're actually shooting against a person in Olympics in comparison to just shooting yourself? Like, is there a competitiveness involved?
Yeah, there is. Like, you know, at the end of the day, your score is only your score. You know, it doesn't matter if it's practice or competition, but definitely when you're at big events, the competitive side comes into it, and you've got adrenaline, you've got, your heart rate's higher, when the event means something to you, you normally try a bit harder. So it creates the environment of competition, which you really need to be able to thrive in, I guess, to be at the top level at the big competitions.
Yeah, that's that ability to be able to have that heart rate, have that adrenaline, but be able to control it and channel it.
That's right, and that comes, from, many hours of training on the range and finding what, the technical things work for you and being able to do that under pressure and not tighten up, because when you get under pressure, you can tighten up, which affects the way you move the gun to the target. So when everything's happening so quick, you just need to be able to do it, precisely is the hardest thing under pressure.
Hey, how hard is it to get a perfect score?
Pretty hard, I was lucky enough to shoot a perfect score in 2019 at the World Cup. So I equaled the world record of 125 out of 125, but there's only a very small group of us that have been able to do it. So it's very difficult, and normally 120 out of 125, 121, 122 will make a final at an international event. So you often don't need to hit the whole lot, but it does help when you do.
Yeah. So does that mean that ranks you in a pretty good position coming into these Olympics?
Yeah. So I got to world number one through 2019. So obviously heading into Tokyo, I'll be I'll be up there as one of the medal favourites and heading there with expectations of doing well, and just need to be able to, follow the process and just put everything into place and try and perform well on the day. That's the main thing.
Who's your major competitor?
The Italian team's strong. The European countries are all pretty strong. They all get employed to shoot as their job. So they're going to be, any of the Spanish, the Italians are all going to be tough to beat over at the Olympics or Croatians. They've all got, strong histories at Olympics and then, world championship events.
Are we sending a pretty strong team in general as well as you?
Yeah, so Leticia Scanlon and I, we won the World Championships in the mixed trap team event in 2019. So we'll be up there as well as the other trap team event with Thomas Grice and Penny Smith. They're both world champion medalists as well. So we've really got a strong shooting team heading over for the games.
Hey, if you were 20 when you competed last time, so what, you're about 24 now?
25 now.
25. Yeah. Is that pretty young for a shooter?
Yeah, so I think there's a pretty you know, my, one of the youngest shooters, you know, sort of at the world scenes most of the time. I think you peak in shooting around sort of 30 to 35. So I'm one of the younger ones. And then, yeah, there's a lot of shooters around the 30-odd years old. And then, yeah, you can compete right up until, you know, you're in your 50s. The bloke that won the Olympics when I was in Rio was 49. So, yeah, you can be competitive right through, which is, you know, one of the unique things for our sport.
Jeez, you might be one of the most capped Olympians ever.
Hopefully.
You got another five Olympics under your belt. Well, not five, but a few Olympics under your belt to go.
Yeah, so hopefully Brisbane get 2032. I'll be in the prime, hopefully.
Look, it's been great talking to you. Thank you very much for giving us some of your time.
Yeah, thanks very much. No problem.